Good evening, beloved, and welcome again to another reading of Charles Spurgeon's Morning and Evening Devotion. This is an audio ministry of Grace Missionary Baptist Church here in Temperance, Michigan, just north of Toledo, Ohio. We are towards the very bottom of the oven mitt state, right below the thumb. I'm your pastor, Joe Sitters. You can reach me at PastorJoeGMBC@gmail.com. You can also find our church as well as our columns that are in the Monroe newspaper and any of our other sermons on Facebook by searching all one word, the at symbol, GMBC Toledo, at GMBC Toledo. Our reading is 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 tonight. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Saul had been commanded to slay utterly all the Amalekites and their cattle. Instead of doing so, he preserved the king and suffered his people to take the best of the oxen and of the sheep. When called to account for this, he declared that he did it with a view of offering sacrifices to God. Samuel met him at once with the assurance that sacrifices were no excuse for an act of direct rebellion. The sentence before us is worthy to be printed in letters of gold and to be hung up before the eyes of the present idolatrous generation, who are very fond of the fineries of will worship, but utterly neglect the laws of God. Be it ever in your remembrance that to keep strictly in the path of your Savior's command is better than any outward form of religion, and to hearken to his precept with an attentive ear is better than to bring fat of rams or any other precious thing to lay upon his altar. If you are failing to keep the least of Christ's commands to his disciples, I pray you be disobedient no longer. All the pretensions you make of attachments to your master and all the devout actions which you may perform are no recompense for disobedience. To obey, even in the slightest and smallest thing, is better than sacrifice, however pompous. Talk not of Gregorian chants, sumptuous robes, incense, and banners. The first thing which God requires of his child is obedience. And though you should give your body to be burned and all your goods to feed the poor, yet if you do not hearken to the Lord's precepts, all your formalities shall profit you nothing. It is a blessed thing to be teachable as a little child, but it is a much more blessed thing when one has been taught the lesson to carry it out to the letter. How many adorn their temples and decorate their priests, but refuse to obey the word of the Lord? My soul, come not thou into their secret.